clothing.
Take me up to the top of the city.
My name is Andrew McGeeken, and I've lived here in Pioneer House since 2004.
Take me up.
I've lived in a house and I've lived in a flat, and of the two of them, I would always prefer the flat. I actually do like the fact that I'm 150 feet above the ground. It's quite thrilling, actually. As a photographer, it's a gift. I've got, you know, views of dawns, of dusks. You just can't knock it.
Mary, Mungo, and Midge. They live with Mary's mother and father in this tall block of flats. They live right at the top.
One of my favourite childhood programmes was Mary, Mungo and Midge. And there was a girl in my school who lived in a block of flats, and I was so jealous of her. So really, as a youngster, I liked the idea of living up high. And now I'm living the dream. I've lived in this block since 2004. Since 2001, when I moved into Hillfields, I was in the now sadly demised Unity House. It had been through some pretty bad times, but I think they were behind it. So when I moved in 2001, what I saw was basically Eden. I saw a very green 8 acres of land, you know, over 200 trees. The people that lived in the blocks were all quite happy, and there was a great cross-section from people that worked in banks to people that worked in Peugeot to school teachers, postmen, milkmen, whatever it were, lived here. So I wouldn't damn high-rise living as one type of person's home. To be told that you have to give something up and maybe get something in its place, but maybe not, was a very difficult time for me. And I think the hardest moment for me was seeing it physically demolished and actually see the machine basically just eating my bedroom wall. That was seeing part of me torn to pieces and part of me that had improved me, the actual move to that block.
Take me up to the top of the city.
There is a future in high-rise living, and that's why they're still building modern high-rise buildings in London at Docklands and calling them apartments.
So you're going to start calling yours an apartment then?
People can get rather snobbish about what they call their abode, so I'm pretty open, a flat.